I've got a new idea for a podcast.
Uh-huh.
It's just me and the fucking boys. And it's for the boys, by the boys. And we just talk about stuff.
What do I do?
You're not in it. We just dunk on each other. We just clown on the just clowning on each other and that.
What that would you say?
Just dunking on my boys and that.
What does that mean, dunking?
Just like clowning
basketball.
On them. Just like having fun. Just like taking the piss out of them and just like.
Like what will you say?
Well, it depends what comes up in conversation.
Okay, what if you like someone mentions donuts?
What do you mean?
That's
in what context? What's their opinion on them?
Oh, I'd love a donut.
I'd be like, all right, we'll get some.
Well, let's be grateful that Sunil hasn't started that podcast.
Are we recording?
Welcome to Why Is Harry Crying?
Did you say donuts because I said Dunkin'?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
a simple woman driven by simple words.
It's always nice when people can see your thought process and where it's gone. It's very clear. Very straightforward thought process.
Welcome to the Patreon special episode of Why Is... Sunil, very happy today.
Oh, why?
I'm just in a good mood.
Really? Why are you in a good mood? There's no reason. Just wake up, there's spring in your step.
Because my flatmate Helen Bauer has got a crick in her neck.
Oh, other people's misery. That's what it is. That's why.
And she can't turn around properly, and she's being a bit quieter, which is really nice.
Because she's in pain.
Everyone's had a crick in their neck every now and then. Like, get over it. But she did it. She got a crick in her neck because she did an offensive dance in the living room.
Wow. Because so it was like Karma, is that what you're saying?
It was Karma, I think. I was watching a program and they did some like sort of native Australian tribal music. And then she heard the music and came in dancing in an offensive manner, I think.
Really?
And then got a crick in her neck.
And now she can't move.
Now she can't really move much. I had to do for it? I had to get her a hot water bottle for her neck. She was trying to do stuff on stage last night, but couldn't move her neck enough to do it. It's all great fun.
Why is it so good for you? You just like your women weak.
No, because then I don't have to, she's quieter. So she's not as loud. She's not shouting as much.
Because of the pain, yeah.
Because of like the pain in her neck. Much of her mental capacity is taken up with how to not move her neck too much. So she can't like concentrate on just shouting nonsense. Also, she's gone to bed a bit earlier just because of the pain in her neck, so I can just watch TV in peace. Just general stuff like that.
You said, is she still cuddling you?
Cuddle Club's off the cards now because she's got a bad neck, which is absolutely great.
What is Cuddle Club?
It's in the morning. You have to give her a hug.
How long's the hug?
Sort of like it depends. I walk around the room doing what I need to do while she just clings on.
You're very stiff. That's how I
imagine. Well, I'm usually boiling a kettle to have coffee.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah, that's what I said to her.
It feels like you're doing that on purpose.
No,
like
I'm boiling a kettle. I just think you shouldn't just force a hug on people.
Yeah.
But then she did it to her old flatmate, and I've consulted with her, and she said it's best just to give it up and just do it.
Yeah, or move out, and that's what she did.
Yeah, she moved out after... she moved Helen into there, and then she moved out.
Well, she made Helen comfortable.
Helen comfy and moved out.
Got rid of all the guilt and then just left her, yeah. Yeah, well...
Anyway, yeah, good day.
I'm
to be here.
For you. That's great news.
Thank you. Do you like this new pose?
What is it? Oh, it's just like, it's just very straight and still.
Hands by my sides.
Oh, hands by your sides. You look nervous. You're like a little boy.
I do, don't I?
Yeah, why are you nervous?
I'm nervous.
Being near you, scared of pregnant women.
I'm keeping my hands warm.
Ew, with your own butt.
No, my legs. All right.
It is a bit cold, isn't it? Sorry, I didn't.
Congratulations for your Live at the Apollo appearance.
Thank you. Did you watch it?
No, I don't. I wasn't home in time.
Elliot,
should I watch
Elliot
it?
Elliot watched it.
You little snake.
Elliot's a nice supportive friend. No,
you
it's so embarrassing.
It.
I know I can't handle it. I potted around the kitchen.
While
and then
it was
I sat on Bobby as he played a game. Yeah.
Bobby wasn't watching it either.
No. Bobby was there, to be fair.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch it. I did it. Everyone was like, you should have a viewing party or something. But I'm like, I don't want to watch it.
It's not cool just to watch it. You should have gone out and just done like the worst gig imaginable. Just to be like, I'm all about the work. I'm not about the results of the work. Yeah,
exactly.
You should have come to Aces and Eights with me.
So rather than watch me and be supportive, you went to a bad gig.
Well, I booked it in. I tried to pull it. And then she said,
Apollo.
Yeah, I was like, I need to stay home and watch Harriet doing live at the Apollo.
Something that will be on iPlayer and you've already seen it loads of times anyway.
And promoter Tamara, she's like, well, two people have already pulled out, so if you really have to. And I was like, fine, I'll come and do it.
That's always what you do. You always try and get out of it, but then you always
get guilt tripped.
Yeah.
No, it was actually really fun in the end.
Yeah.
It was good night. It was just because it's a new material gig, and I'd done all my new material at the one last week.
Yeah.
So I hadn't really done any work on it since.
Yeah. Yeah, it just felt very exposing doing it. It's so stupid because it's like, but then I did you see my sincere tweet?
Yes. No, I saw your sincere Instagram post.
Yeah, I saw what I did on Twitter, and then people were so nice, and then I got really overwhelmed, and then I was like, oh, I have to post it about that. I'm doing Apollo on Instagram. Then that was hours later, and then I was like, I didn't know what to write. And then Bobby was like, just write the same thing you did on Twitter. And then I was like, just
copy and paste it.
I was like, I don't know. Like, and he was like, no, just do it. Like, you have to do exactly the same. Like, it's like people like it. Like, people are being so nice about it. Like, write it. So then I posted it on Instagram, but then I forgot that my Instagram was connected to Facebook. So then it also printed the exact same thing on Facebook. But on Facebook is like all these people that I've just like known for years. And it just felt really like, I just felt like.
Oh, but they were being nice.
Everyone was so nice, but you're just like, oh God, I'm such a dick.
Why? Oh, because not the first, what, when you do it for the third time?
We do it for the third time, the same story with the same picture. It's so embarrassing.
It's interesting that people, I mean, not interesting, it's like, it's good that people are being nice, but I can imagine how that can become an addictive feeling.
Yeah, it's nice when people are nice.
The sincere post was you just talking about your journey in comedy?
Well, just how my parents suggested I should do stand-up, which is unusual. I've not met another comic whose parents have suggested it.
No.
And then they suggested it after watching Live at the Apollo. And so it was then that I did Live at the Apollo that it was like, it felt like a nice story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was also, it was like doing comedy was how I met Bobby and I was pregnant with our baby. So it just felt like a nice thing. And then it was just like about how parents should tell their daughters to do
stand up
if they want them to settle down and hold down a job.
You wouldn't be doing this if they hadn't suggested it.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you be doing?
I'd probably still be like trying to work in admin and it'd be going really badly.
Just really trying to make a go of admin. It's not built for admin.
Just getting really overwhelmed with all my admin.
I was thinking about that on the bus down. I was like, what do people do when they're not very good at anything?
Admin.
And I think what happens is they start off in a bit of admin and then they're like, I need to be, if they're ambitious, they end up becoming an estate agent.
Really? Or politician?
Or recruitment.
Yeah.
No, politician's actually quite hard. I mean, to get to, like, power is quite hard.
Oh, yeah. Because other people want it. Yeah.
But nobody else wants to be an estate agent.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I'm so pregnant. I'm sorry.
Who are the three wisest men you know?
My dad. Do you want me to say you?
No, I want you to be honest.
You can be wise sometimes, but then sometimes like you're really not wise.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I should say Bobby, shouldn't I?
You say who you want.
Sometimes he can be wise, but sometimes he can be really stupid.
Look, these three men have to be present at your birth.
Oh, your child's birth. No, okay, then I pick... Orlando Bloom.
No, he's not a wise man.
Channing Tatum and Tom Hardy.
Well, you want all three of those to see you giving birth.
I just think they'd be so supportive. And it'd be nice if they rubbed my shoulders and gave me drinks to sip.
I reckon it'll be really easy. You'll just squeeze out and be like, what was that? It was like an egg.
I started to get really scared about birth.
Yeah, but that's okay. You were talking about this, like, this is because, like, you watch it on TV and everyone's just having a real scream.
No, the problem is now, I suddenly realised last night that there's something called coronavirus.
Oh, dear.
And I had...
She's just found out.
You know when you just put it... You, like, it sometimes is on the front of your mind and sometimes it's on your back of your mind.
Mm.
And I just, like, because I've been double vaxxed and I was, like, being safe, I was, like... and I was working. It was like in the back of my mind. And then I was like, fuck, my due date is very soon. It's this month. And I could, from this point onwards, they say you could give birth anytime.
Yeah.
So it could be anytime from now until
Why did you invite us around here then?
Well, this is the problem.
I'm not having that. I'm not having you give birth while I'm here.
I think it's going to take a while. Good. I think I'll get a heads up. What if I don't tell you though? And then I just, every time what I have a contraction,
water,
I go like.
Break your water into that chair. That lovely chair you got from Dunelm.
Dunelm chair.
Then you got to sit in it forever.
Yeah, I just put a plastic cloth. This can be your chair then. But yeah, and so then the problem is that I suddenly realised I've got to be like careful going places and seeing people because if I get COVID, I have to give birth alone in a mask.
Oh, God.
And that's a really bleak thought. Well,
and you love Christmas because of all the socialising.
I know. It's really hard. So I think from next week,
I'm
not going to be able to go to restaurants.
That's fine.
But I think people can come around.
You just go to the same restaurant anyway.
People can come around.
You just go to Pizza Express.
If they take a COVID test. Would you take a COVID test to see me?
Well, a lateral flow, not a PCR. I wouldn't do a PCR for you.
But you do a lateral flow.
I do lateral flow, you can fake those, can't you?
No, you've got to take it seriously because if I give birth alone in a mask, then you are on WhatsApp, FaceTime the whole time. That's your punishment.
Are we not live streaming
COVID.
It for the podcast? No. Are we not doing? There's a special Patreon level where you get to see Harriet give birth,
and you also get a trip to Pizza Express for Christmas. Throw a boat in there.
What? How many people in the room when you give birth?
I don't know. This is it. It'd be like people a can wander in and out, but I really want Bobby to be there. But then if Bobby gets COVID, Bobby can't come. So
does Bobby want to be there?
Well, he says he does. But no, he does. And he's been reading a hypnobirthing book.
Yeah.
Because did I say last week how I went to a hypnobirthing class, but I went on my own.
No. I didn't know you went on your own.
Yes. Bobby had a gig in Leeds and she was going to come and leave at like 3:00. But then I was like, he's got to drive back from Leeds and it's really snowy. And I didn't want him to be driving late at night if he had to get up early. And then we had Sunny as well. So I was like, I'll just go on my own.
Yeah.
So I went on my own. It was me and 6 couples. And the woman kept referencing the fact that I was on my own.
Why?
And like because it was like...
Do you need a partner there to do the
exercises?
It's meant
to be about the partner, and like you're in it together and you're teaching the birth partner.
So what do you do if you're a single mum?
Exactly. It just felt like... Because I was like, it's fun, you just go.
Do you just bring a family member or something?
I think so. But then who wants to go and sit through a 7-hour hypnobirthing thing?
Is just hypnobirthing like... Is that like a NHS thing or is it like, oh, I might... Chuck
no.
some mad person for 30 quid for this.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
You did. You chucked.
She was very sweet. She did a one woman play about giving birth.
Oh, that's that's good.
She played an anal sphincter, a taxi driver, and an old aunt.
She did this for you.
This was like the thing. She was so nice.
Is she has she given birth?
Yes, but then she's given birth, but then she's never given birth with hypnobirth. But she's like, hypnobirth is the way. But then she kept talking about her births and. They weren't hypnobirths.
So, I've never heard of hypnobirthing.
You never heard of it? It's basically just like you have a really nice birth.
But how?
It's like rather than having a bad birth, you have a really nice one.
Okay, and that's worth 30 quid in anyone's birth.
Exactly.
How does it work?
It's about breathing and focus and not thinking that it's painful. Like, and you don't say contractions, you say surges.
I think this is not,
And it's about trying not to have too much medical intervention because the medical intervention is often what confuses it. And then like the forceps and stuff like fuck with your body or like, but I mean, you just can't control these things as well.
Well, as soon as you start thinking that you have to think of it in a different way, you start thinking of it in lots of ways. And it's I suppose you have to detach yourself from the experience.
Yeah.
I'd be good at giving birth, I think.
I think you would as well because you don't.
I'd just be like, oh, here we go.
You push it out.
Oh, it comes. Plop. There it is. It's done. The more you think that it's going to be painful, I guess the more it will be, right?
Well, that's the thing. You have to try and retrain yourself that it's not painful.
Or will it be less painful because you thought it was so painful and then it's not as painful? Then you're like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I thought as well. But then you do get, I found out, so you can get gas and air. Mm. And then I found out what that is. It's laughing gas.
Yeah.
I used to love laughing gas back in the day.
That's what they give you in dentists, isn't it?
No, but festivals and stuff, you get like balloons.
Nitrous.
Yeah. So you just do like a, you just do a balloon. A
lot of anaesthetists kill themselves that way.
Really?
Mm. high suicide rate amongst them because they know exactly how to do it.
You think everyone has a high suicide rate?
Me?
Yeah.
No, anaesthetists definitely do, and dentists do, because they have access to...
Everyone has access to laughing gas.
No, but they have access to like, a lot of other drugs and stuff, and anaesthetics.
Well, then how come it's not really high in drug dealers?
They're doing great. They just love their jobs.
They just get really good job satisfaction.
What are they going to overdose on? MDMA?
I don't know.
Can you OD on MDMA? What if you gave birth on MDMA?
Yeah, if you drink too much water or you don't drink enough water.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should just like do acid or something.
Has anyone ever done that?
As what if a, like, I do a studied acid thing? And give birth?
I think you'd freak out.
Good idea or bad idea?
Bad, because you're probably not good at like hallucinogenic stuff.
Yeah, because last time I did mushrooms, I saw an old lady in the corner, and that would be really off-putting giving birth.
When did you take mushrooms?
It was ages ago in Thailand. We did a mushroom milkshake and
oh, nice.
Saw an old lady in the corner.
I took mushrooms in Amsterdam, and I still say that it's the best drug available to man.
I never liked mushrooms.
I think if you try and get some, there are some that aren't as hallucinogenic, and they're amazing.
Yeah,
it's lovely. I highly recommend it to all our listeners.
No, but you have to say, but take care. And actually, I don't recommend it. You have to say that because legally,
I'm not a medical professional.
Yes, and you don't know if it's safe or not.
It's safe.
No. You have to say it's not safe. Is otherwise, not? We're going to get in trouble.
It's natural.
No, you really have to say that, otherwise we're going to get really big
patch. It's part of nature's bounty from God.
No, we're going to get in trouble with Patreon. You have to say...
we're going to get in trouble with Patreon.
Or the law. You have to say it's bad.
There's no law.
If somebody does mushrooms and they do have a bad time, then you're going to get in trouble. And maybe I will, because I was sat next to you. Don't do mushrooms.
Don't do them.
Because?
Because sometimes they can be bad. And we don't want to be responsible for your bad times.
We only want to be responsible for your good times. We had a nice time on Saturday.
Who did?
Me and you.
Oh, we went to Evelyn Mock's birthday.
Yeah.
It was nice. I enjoyed that meal. That was really good.
It was such a good meal. It was vegan Chinese, and it was so good.
I had so much of it.
Oh, it was great. What's it called? Vegan tofu, is that what it's called?
Tofu vegan.
Tofu vegan. It's really good. It's an angel.
Yeah.
Delicious. We just kept ordering, and for once I could share with everyone.
Yeah.
It was so nice. Like, I became a sharer, someone that shares food.
And then two people came in and ordered their own food.
Yeah,
kept
two
it to their
selfish
corner of the
people
table.
Came.
Selfish.
Yeah,
Nicola Ray, Strudels.
What was funny was Sunil at one point was lecturing everyone on how they should give up sugar.
I was not lecturing them. I was like,
oh,
I'm eating
Evelyn,
less sugar now.
This is how you give up sugar. And you were like lecturing everyone. And
right, she's making,
like,
you're actually lying now.
Literally 2 days before, you'd been at our house eating all these cookies. Like, you'd eaten like literally so many biscuits.
Shit, you baked. What happened to your baking? You've stopped baking.
Yeah, I got overwhelmed.
From what? Dolloping a load of dough onto a
trying to get ready for a baby. It's hard.
No, I am eating less sugar. But no, I was talking to Evelyn because we've both talked about this in the past.
Yeah, but you were like lecturing.
I was not lecturing Evelyn.
You need to do, Evelyn. This is how you give up sugar.
I did not say
that. And then you're like the sugar monster.
I was there in an ice cream place not eating anything while everyone was
shoveling sugar. Yeah, you had to after lecturing everyone about the sugar.
I just wasn't into it. I'm just not into that much sugar anymore.
Bet you got one on the way home.
What, an ice cream?
Bet you got a little ice cream for the bus.
It's absolutely freezing. No, I don't actually eat that much sugar now. What? Apart from this advent calendar I've got with 3D teddy bears in it every day. It's
every
huge.
Day it's 3D?
Every day it's like a little lint teddy bear.
Wow,
and like on the first,
that's
yesterday,
good.
Right, I opened it and the teddy bear was like the size of my fist. And I was like, it can't be, that's too much. And then today it was much smaller.
Well,
so it's a smaller teddy bear.
Careful what you
today.
Wish for, yeah.
Careful what you wish for. I wished hard for chocolate teddy bears for Christmas.
And you got that for yourself?
Yeah, so I'm eating less chocky.
Well, you're not. Because you're having an advent calendar every day.
Yeah, but I'm also like...
And you just ate loads of quality streets. I ply him with food and then I use it against him.
But then
that's
I don't
my,
really have chockies at home apart from my advent calendar.
Yeah, good idea.
So chockey is really only a...
A treat at my house.
A Harriet Kemsley treat. It's a treat when you go around to Granny's house.
Granny Kemsley.
Granny
treats.
Plying you with sweets with a lovely little granny cardigan on.
Thank you. I'm not good with the texture, but I've got long sleeves on, so it's okay. bit. It's not wool because I always check, but it's a bit wool. You know, when it's like.
What is it? Acrylic? Plastic? You're going to give Elliot static shocks again?
Acrylic, polyester,
all the good
polyamide.
Stuff. All the good stuff. How many fish do you think that's going to kill when you chuck it out?
What?
Hmm?
Why will it kill fish?
Plastic does that, doesn't it?
It's not plastic. It's polyester.
That is plastic.
What?
What?
Is that true?
Yeah. Acrylic and polyester are plastic.
They're made of plastic?
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like plastic. Do you know what I mean? When I think of plastic, I think of like a bowl.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it's made of a bowl.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't at all. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's what plastic. Did you think it was?
Like something, like some kind of cotton. Like it like grew on a tree.
So you wear cotton,
mm-hmm.
but not wool. Yeah.
No, I'd never wear wool.
Why not? I think sheep's like giving us their wool.
No, but it's also because I'm sorry. Because I hate the texture. I'm scared of the texture.
Yeah, I know. Fair enough.
If I wear it, I can't stop thinking about it.
I wore a cashmere roll neck to a party once. And,
oh, my God.
Someone who was far more important than me there told me I was bad for wearing it because of what they do to the sheep. And I didn't know that.
Oh, that's really embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing, actually, yeah. And I was really drunk.
What did you say back? I bet you said, fuck the sheep.
I was like, oh, fair play.
Did you take it off and just go nipples out?
Yeah, because I have nothing
throw
on under
it over your
it.
Head.
Steve Bennett taking notes in the background. Not long now till my new cryptocurrency starts up. So look out for that. Sunil Bucks.
Oh, yeah, for the baby.
For the baby, yeah. For the baby.
Sunil Bucks. How do I get some?
I don't really know yet. I'm paying a lad on Fiverr to make it for me.
Can I get it on NatWest app?
No, you can get it on... Pancake Swap.
I don't know what that is.
It's a trading website.
What about a pancake restaurant?
What?
I don't know what that means.
I don't really understand what I'm doing yet. I think we've still got to hash out the details and figure out if it's a Ponzi scheme first.
Yeah. Then, are you going to advertise it?
Yeah, I'm doing interviews and stuff to advertise it.
But are you going to be on a poster at a bus stop?
No, I think that's illegal.
Really?
They shouldn't be doing that.
Advertising money is illegal.
Advertising stuff like... There's adverts at the moment around London and I think around other cities around the world for this coin called Floki. Mm. Flocky coin. Mm. And it says, like, if you missed out on Doge, buy this. And it's not... That shouldn't really be allowed because that is... It's not a scam in the sense that someone's going to take your money from you, but it is, like, it's as close to a Ponzi scheme as you can get, I think.
Is the Queen going to have to start advertising money then?
What kind of money?
Well, just regular money. She's going to be like, look, guys,
pounds.
Just please buy some pounds.
No, I don't think so. I don't think cryptocurrency is like a usable daily currency. That's not
Well, yeah, because it seems so hard. I don't even know where to find it. Like, every time I'd go to the news agents, it would just be really stressful. I'd be like, I have to find a pancake swap.
No. That's just a trading website. But then when they talk about cryptocurrency, they just mean a lot of cryptocurrencies are essentially shares in a project. And they call it a cryptocurrency because it's an easier way of like voting and sharing stuff, voting on stuff. And
I don't understand.
It's like, it's just shares. Don't worry about it.
Oh no, the doorbell's ringing and the dog's barking.
All right, should we knock it on the head then?
I think we might have to knock it on the head.
Well, next time.
Thanks for teaching everyone about, but you haven't got any further.
What?
Of teaching about crypto.
Yeah, but I'm doing it for the radio series, aren't I?
So we will know more next time.
When it comes out in April.
Okay, you'll know by then.
I don't know now. I've got to do a load of interviews about what is cryptocurrency. I've got no idea.
No, I'm
just using it for gambling.
You're like that guy when they got him on BBC News and they thought he was an expert and he was just there for an interview.
I'm not Guy Gomer.
You're like him.
I'm not in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, you are. You're pretending you know.
People come to
know.
Me for my expertise and advice.
Disagree.
I'm one of the three wise men.
One of the wisest men I know, Sunil Patel. Thank you so much, everybody. See you next week.
Just being really sincere right now, I just want to say thank you so much for supporting me on my journey. When I first started doing this podcast, I thought it would be a disaster. And now, look at us. We've got three cameras. We've got a producer. Thank you very much. When we first started, it was a microphone, me in my bedroom, So Harriet, come and talk into this microphone and talk into it properly. Don't sit back, don't scream. And that's what we were doing at the beginning.
Wow, how far we've come.
Look how far we've come.
Look at the deer.
Look at the deer.
Got a light box.
Got a light box saying, why Harry ate Christmas.
Is this your vape?
Get off. Don't vape it. Bad for baby.
You're bad for baby.
And now we're just vaping in a studio.
Who are we? Bye, everybody.
Bye.